From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Barack Obama is again saying there is no indication from a review by his own lawyers that shows he had any direct contact with disgraced Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Speaking in Chicago today, Mr. Obama said details of an internal probe will be withheld for several days, however, at the request of the U.S. Attorney's Office so as not to compromise their investigation.
There is nothing in the review that was presented to me that in any way contradicted my earlier statements that this appalling set of circumstances that we've seen arise had nothing to do with my office, and that those facts will be forthcoming to all of you in due course.
Mr. Obama, meanwhile, announced today he's chosen Stephen Chu to be his energy secretary. He said he's picked Environmental Protection Agency Chief, ex-Environmental Protection Agency Chief Carol Browner to handle White House energy policy, and Lisa Jackson was his pick at EPA. U.S. Supreme Court ruled today the tobacco industry must face dozens of lawsuits across the country alleging cigarette makers engaged in false and deceptive practices in marketing light cigarettes. NPR's Nina Totenberg has that story.
By a 5-4 vote, the court rejected the tobacco industry claim that it's immune from such state lawsuits under the federal cigarette labeling and advertising law. Writing for the court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said that the federal law does not exempt the tobacco industry from the regular anti-fraud provisions of state law. Georgetown law professor David Vladek represents a number of anti-smoking groups.
We won a right to sue the tobacco industry for lying about whether light and low-tar cigarettes are actually safer than regular cigarettes.
The Justice Department, the Federal Trade Commission, and at least one federal court have already concluded that light cigarettes are no safer than regular, full-flavored cigarettes. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Closing arguments began today in the case of five Muslim men accused of planning a terror attack against soldiers at Fort Dix in New Jersey. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Prosecutors say the FBI informants prevented the men from killing soldiers on Fort Dix. Defense attorneys say their clients were goaded into planning an attack by the informants themselves. The Fort Dix case only came to light after a clerk at a local Circuit City alerted law enforcement. He reported seeing a video of men firing assault rifles and praising Allah in Arabic. A short time later, the FBI infiltrated the group of men and caught them on tape planning an attack on Fort Dix. Those recordings were played extensively during the 26-day trial. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Hammer said that the men had the mindset to carry out an attack. The defense says the words are just bravado and tough talk. The men never attacked the base. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 65 points today. This is NPR. While the White House is still saying no firm decisions have been made, Detroit is waiting to hear what kind of help might be forthcoming for the domestic automakers who have said they need an immediate cash infusion to survive. Senator Carl Levin said he expects the deal will include around $8 billion in immediate loans for General Motors and $7 billion for Chrysler. Ford has said it does not yet need access to federal dollars. Levin says he expects a deal to be similar to a plan that was blocked by some Republican lawmakers. However, a Treasury Department official would not say how long it might be before an announcement is made. French President Nicolas Sarkozy meets with French auto executives today as the global financial crisis spreads to the European auto industry. NPR's Sylvie Pajoli reports from Paris.
The heads of Renault, Nissan, and Fiat say the car market will decline further next year. Carlos Ghosn, chief executive at French maker Renault, says he does not see a rapid end to the crisis in the auto industry, adding that if financial markets remain as they are, we will all be having problems. Sergio Marchionne, head of Italy's Fiat, has predicted that only 6 car makers will survive in the long run from the current 50, adding that 2009 will be the most difficult year he has ever seen in his life. German carmaker BMW is putting up more than $130 million in aid for its German dealer network. Robert Bosch, Europe's biggest car parts firm, plans to cut 2,000 jobs, while Volkswagen will discuss cost cuts this week. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Paris.
Tens of thousands remain without electricity in New York today following a massive ice storm last week, and in Massachusetts, school is out in a number of communities there as utility crews continue their work. All told, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast were affected. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.